Well, good morning. Happy New Year. So glad to have you back on the Drivecast in 2023. It's a pleasure to be with you. My name is Paul. I'm the teaching pastor at the Marion campus. And this Sunday, we gathered online as the church to really share vision, to reflect on 2022, but also share vision on what's ahead in 2023. And I talked a little bit just about personal ministry. It's one of our core values as a church. And really, personal ministry at LifePoint means that we are servants. And one of the things I think is so exciting about personal ministry is just the realization and the acknowledgement that God has good works for us to do, that God has uniquely gifted us and equipped us for the work that He set before us to do. And that takes all sorts of different shapes and different forms and ways of looking at that. Of course, we have things to do within the body of believers in a church context or church standpoint. Of course, the body of believers is the church. The church is not a building. But from a Sunday morning standpoint, there are so many different opportunities to do and to be a part of what God is doing. You know, at Marion, we have seen just incredible stories of people stepping up, people serving. I shared on the online just Aaron Newland and his story, but there's so many others. You know, I think of Brian Bidwell, who's also on sound. He at this point drives from Mansfield, you know, to help us run sound, which is just incredible. I think of the numerous LifePoint Kids volunteers who are serving far more frequently than they probably should be. I think of the parking team, a guy named Rich Riley. He's out there just about every single week, even in the cold, making sure people can find a parking space, making sure people know that they're seen, that they're thought of, and that they're cared for. Just all of these details that I think can easily be overlooked, but are so critical in helping people encounter Jesus. And I hope we never just sort of breeze over that and look over that. And I think, you know, it extends far beyond a Sunday morning context. There are people around you, and God has given you gifts to really reach those around you, to be a part of what God is doing in those people. I say this phrase often, but God desires to use us as instruments in His hands as He goes about the work of redemption. And it's just amazing to think that God would use us. God would use broken, sinful, flawed people like us, who He has now made sons and daughters, and who He now desires to bring onto His team in the going and redeeming and saving of people. Not that we have the power to do that, but God uses us in the process, which is just extraordinary. And so as we are now in 2023, and as we kick off this year, I just want you to take some intentional time to think through, what is my ministry? What is my personal ministry as I set out in 2023? And maybe for some of you, you have a very, very clear answer of that. And that, again, works itself out on Sunday mornings. And maybe it also works itself out, you know, Monday through Saturday as well. Praise God, that's great. And at the same time, I think maybe some of us listening maybe don't know what that is. And so I would encourage you and challenge you to take some intentional time to pray and say, Lord, what would you have me do? What would you have me be a part of? Sometimes I think we can be sort of paralyzed by analysis, and we overthink, well, should I do this? Should I do this? And maybe the clearest next step is just to take a step. There are so many opportunities available for you on Sunday mornings to plug into, and maybe that structure and that just clear direction is the first step you need to take to begin also then serving others who are around you in an everyday context. And so, you know, if you're already serving, praise the Lord. Ask God how you can continue to do that well, and ask Him to open more opportunities for you, all for His glory and all to be a part of the works that He is doing. And if you're not yet serving, take some time this morning to pray, Lord, open my eyes to see where You would have me. Help me take a first step to plug into Your activity and to plug into what You're doing in those around me. So let's take some time to pray toward that end today. And again, thanks for joining us on the Drivecast. I hope you'll join again tomorrow. Father, thanks that You use us. What an extraordinary blessing that is. And Lord, I ask that You'd help us never take that for granted or neglect that privilege. Jesus, You died so that we could have that privilege. Your blood was spilled, God in the flesh, crucified, so that we could be used as instruments in the Redeemer's hands. And so often we neglect that privilege. We neglect that responsibility. And so, Lord, for those of us who are maybe feeling like we're on the sidelines right now, would you provide a clear next step? And would you give the courage to take that step? Not feeling like we have to have all of the answers figured out, but knowing and believing that we can take a step and trust you as we do that. Father, for those who are plugged in, those who have feel like they have a ministry that they're meaningfully serving within, would you continue to give encouragement? Would you continue to open doors and opportunities for them to be used, as I said before, as an instrument in your hands? Lord, we need you. We love you. And as we take these steps, help us see your glory, because that's what it's all about. And as we see your glory, we will be satisfied and we will rejoice because you are worthy of all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. And it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.